It's 1 o'clock.
Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
You're listening to Channel Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show with me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Yes, I mean, I've come in my
That was a bit breathy.
Yeah, it was. Not me. You said that last week.
Yeah.
Why are you saying yes?
Yeah.
Yes, I was just saying to our guests, our very esteemed guests in the studio.
Esteemed, are they?
Yeah, Tenterton, lovely Tenterton Chamber of Commerce. We bow to them. And ACES Limited, who are accountants.
How do we say it? ACES.
Okay.
Yeah. ACES. Will and I just had a conversation off air about this, and he said, how are you going to pronounce this? And I went, ACES. And he went, yeah, that's reasonable. He said, people pronounce it all kinds of ways. So what do you do?
Well, you know, I was making the tea, so it's ACES. Okay. Yeah. Fine.
Stick to making the tea.
Yeah, I would. So we'll have to ask him why he spelt that. Ironing? I haven't ironed since 1066.
I didn't think you'd heard that.
No. I've actually bought a lovely little steamy thing.
A steamy thing?
Instead of ironing. You know, like...
Oh, I know what you mean.
You know, like the ladies use in shops.
Yeah, like they do your curtains with.
Yeah, like you waft. You waft your little... Yeah. You waft.
And you waft it.
You waft it.
I waft it.
Actually, I haven't... I bought one, right, and then my son, our son, Shay, who's 25...
He's not
25,
my son. He's not good looking at me. He's not my son.
No, me and the new husband's son. Shay is 25, and he saw it and homed in. It's a Swedish one. Apparently, it's all the fashionistas use it. And he whipped it. So then I bought another one. But he says it's really, really good, it's still in the box.
So how do you use it then? What do you do with it?
Well, I think you put some distilled water in it and then you waft it. I was just doing it to you. You waft it like that.
And then what's that do then?
Well, it takes all the crunkles and crinkles.
It takes the crunkles out, does it?
Crumples.
Yeah,
crunkles.
The crumples out of what?
Yeah.
What do you do with it?
So you've got your crunkle and your crinkle there all in one, in your crumple.
In your crunges.
Yeah.
So you've got your crunges hanging up and you take your crunkles and the crinkles out of it by wafting your water over
it. Exactly. Yeah, much better than an iron.
Right, okay. No,
but it's still in the box. But, you know, whenever my new husband starts wearing shirts again, it'll come in very handy.
Well, I don't understand. With an iron, you're kind of pressing it because it's heavy and you...
But you know the old trick when you travel, Paul Andrews, and you must know this, or everybody knows this. So when you travel and you arrive and all your shirts and your dresses are all crunchled, what did I say, crumbled or,
yeah, or
crunchled,
something like that. Yeah.
The old trick is that you do is you'd hang them up in the shower and the steam would relax the garment, you see.
Oh, okay.
Have you never done that? Never in your life done that?
No.
Because you don't get out much, really.
Well, no, because I don't care about crumples in my shirts.
Is that why you wear a cardigan, so you only have
got a cardigan on. There's no rest of the shirt here.
Do you just iron the bib bit that shows?
Yeah, yeah. I've told you the story about my oldest son at school, haven't I?
A thousand times. No, never. Tell me now.
At the school he was at, their shirts had those collars that you attach with a pin. And we went to a church service at school once, and he rocked up, and he got his jacket done right up. And I'm thinking, why has he got his jacket done right up? Why you got your jacket done up like that? And he went, don't ask. I went, why you got your jacket done up like that? And he went, and he undone it and showed me, and all he had on was the collar. there was no shirt.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
So that's a brilliant thing to do.
Yeah.
Isn't he a bit cold?
I don't think that was the problem.
So what was the problem? He just hadn't washed one.
He didn't have a wash shirt. I mean, it wasn't even his collar.
Didn't they have matron in those days?
Yeah, no, but the trouble with that lot is they just used each other. They just picked up what was ever was on the floor and put it on. You go, they're not your trousers. How do you know? Because they're 6 inches too short. That's how I know.
He had ankle swingers.
Yeah.
He's quite tall, Jamie.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't ironed for probably 20 years.
Typical.
Yeah, when the kids were at school, I bought non-iron shirts.
Of course, I always buy non-iron shirts. Why would you not?
But then don't you realise, don't you notice that after a while they start needing to be ironed?
No, you throw them away and buy another one.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, yeah. Of course.
Very unfrugal of you.
What's the matter with you?
No, very unfrugal. I just found a carrier bag, talking of throwing away, I found a whole carrier bag in the bin and I've snaffled it out because, God, I'd kill for a carrier bag.
It would save you 10p, that, wouldn't it?
And I'd kill for a carrier bag because I've got so many bags for life in my car, and then the new husband, he ruins my whole system because he helps me unpack, not now because he's hobbling about with one leg, but normally he would help me unpack.
He's a pirate, heavy. Will, in case you know, he's a pirate, he's a new husband's pirate, now. Long John Silver.
Yeah, I are.
I'm just thinking that accountants like to save money.
Yes, they do. Very frugal.
And well, I don't think I'd take a carrier bag out of the bin.
But it was perfectly good. And I really need carrier bags all the time, especially when you have a greyhound, Terry. It's Terry Thorpe over there, who is my fellow greyhound owner. You know, when you're doing the old poo patrol, the dog bag, you know, the pooper bags are not enough, are they, if you do the garden, even if you go out once a day? Especially with him.
What are you feeding your dog?
The amount my dog eats is unbelievable, and if she's constantly stealing food.
I saw a picture that you put on of feeding your dog carrots.
Yeah.
So I've got no sympathy for you.
Raw carrot.
If you're going to feed it veg, what do you expect?
It was organic from Riverford, though. Does your dog eat carrots?
Loves carrots.
Yeah, isn't it funny? And yet my lovely dog before, Cassie, never ate carrots.
You know why they like carrots, don't you?
They like anything.
No, they're greyhounds, aren't they?
Yeah.
Well, they normally chase rabbits and hares, don't they? That's what they do.
Oh,
and
so
they
the carrot first.
Yeah, so they go, there's a carrot there, there must be a hare attached to it somewhere.
They also chase cushions. And I bought her from Pets at Home. I'm going to talk about greyhounds now. Bought her from Pets at Home a lovely fluffy sort of duckling to play with, and she destroyed it in a minute, so I'm not buying her any more fluffy toys because she was eating the innards
I wouldn't.
And my bedroom, before we go on to other things, my bedroom
before we start the show,
I left, is just a mound of fluff where she's demolished a cushion which I'd hidden from her, and she still found it, a lovely purple cushion. It's all on the carpet when I get home waiting for me. Innards.
You never asked.
Innards. Oh, yeah. Who might I sponsor?
Oh, thank you for asking. The Business Bunker Show is pleased to partner with DG East.
Oh.
Independent new and used vehicle suppliers and services, supplying car and light commercial vehicles, utilising a majority of UK-based leasing operator services. To find out about their services, go to www.dgeast.co.uk. And now, a huge thank you to them.
Yeah, and I wonder if Tezza, who's in the studio, Tezza Thorpe, could answer, what is the component that we're short of at DGE's with new cars, and there's a component that's
semiconductors.
It's got two words. Well, I told you that before, and you couldn't remember. I couldn't remember. What is it?
It is a semiconductor.
Is it a chip?
Well, you could call it a chip, but basically, it goes in everything electrical. So
right.
Videos, mobile phones,
cars.
PCs, cars. Cars have probably 50 or 60 in them. Because every circuit needs at least one or two of these.
Certainly my car is always having to have something done.
Yeah, you're probably before semiconductors on your vintage Mercedes half track.
And are they from China?
Factories Taiwan, Texas, and China. Taiwan had an enormous fire. Texas had enormous snow. And the clever Chinese went, there's going to be a shortage of these all around the world. So they bought every one they could lay their hands on. And all the other manufacturers are going, we've got no semiconductors. Bosch have woken up now and are going to spend $400 million on a factory to build their own.
Where will the factory be? In Germany?
Probably Germany. Audi, VW are talking about building their own factory to produce them. But they're all playing catch-up. So we've got 12 months of no vehicles, and used car vehicles prices going through the roof because there's no supply before we get back to anything like an orderly market.
It is quite incredible. And you may have heard last week I was moaning because I've had a lovely new loo put on the land. It's my Moroccan loo. Paul Andrews is going to come round with a little fez on and christen it. But it's all Moroccan. It's because I'm not travelling, you see, Will. So I thought, what can I do? And my landing loo needed doing. It was about 40 years years old. It was that avocado colour, you know, from about 1066. So I've made it all Moroccan. I go in there and you feel like you're on holiday.
It's basically a hole in the ground. Is what it is. Yeah.
With a tagine for a basin.
Yeah.
But I asked, the Lucy is faulty already. It keeps swinging off.
That's old.
What?
Faulty.
Faulty.
Oh, faulty, sorry.
Oh, faulty, if you prefer. So faulty, it's faulty. And my plumber said, I'm not happy with that. And I said, where is this toilet from, assuming it was a good one? And it's from China. China.
Everything's from China. What's that?
Yeah, well, it shouldn't be, and it's not. And I went into New Look. I was in Canterbury. I paid an extortionate amount for parking.
Don't get started on Canterbury. No. Have you heard?
No.
Have you heard?
Prices aren't going up.
They're putting the prices up again.
They can't possibly go up any further.
£3.50 an hour.
That's ridiculous.
It will cost me over 20 quid a day to park to go to work.
They're just killing. I thought they were supposed to be promoting the high street.
Oh, Jessica.
And let me just say, the amount of homeless sleeping rough there. There's tents up, Terry, in Kent. I don't know about Tenterden, but I'm sure Tenterden not. But in Canterbury, there are tents up in doorways where people are living. Yeah. It's disgusting.
But the council have lost so much money that they've only got two ways of crying it back, and they've applied both. They've put up council tax and business rates, and they have put up the parking prices phenomenally. And of course it won't work, because like most of those things, you raise it to the point where people go, I'm not doing this anymore.
No, exactly.
And you end up with nothing. And that's where they're going now. And the chief executive of the council just came out with the stupidest reason.
Who is that
ever.
Now? Colin Carmichael.
Colin Carmichael.
Oh, is it still him? He's been hanging on for years.
Yeah. He came out with the stupidest reason. He said, the only reason we've done this is because people weren't using the park and ride. Right, so I'm going to deliver PCs by using a bus. Am I okay? Yeah.
And lug it all. Because the reason I stopped using park and ride, as a woman, I had three kids and they were at school. So I used to go into Canterbury, get all the school uniform, the shoes, the boots and everything else, and coats and things. And then what I wanted to do was pop it back in my car in the car park and then go and have lunch with someone or coffee or whatever, and maybe go to the hairdressers or whatever. But of course, park and ride, you can't. So you lug the whole lot round with you all day.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't like park and ride, and it takes ages.
Yeah. Guess what, though?
What?
The senior council officers have their own car park, which is free to use.
Oh,
and guess where it is? It's right behind my place in Fruitworks.
Why don't you get a job on the council?
Well, hold on. Hold on, I'm going to tell you this, right? There's a car park outside of my office, behind my office, yeah? And it's for use of council officials, but there is a pay and display bit, except you can't buy a single ticket for it. Okay, it's a special car park where you have to buy an annual pass, right? And it has to be an annual pass for a named car, so it has to be a registration number of that car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So 2 years ago, we bought one for the manager of
Fruitworks.
Yeah, and it was £600 for the year.
Wow.
To park there, we got a renewal. Come on.
Double.
1800 quid.
My goodness, that's just bananas. And yet, where I live, which was a lovely, very quiet place, Tankerton, since lockdown and everything, it's packed and everybody comes and parks in our road and walks into Whitstable because it's free. Mm. All they've got to do is put in a couple of meters and police it. People park all over. You've seen my rants.
They
park all over the pavement. They park on the green slopes. But they don't police anything. So they could make money by doing that.
They've lost the plot. They've lost the plot completely.
And do you know what they have now? Oh. Terry, you'll know this. They have a dog warden they're not called dog wardens, but that's what they are, where they go along and they shout at old grannies on the wild bit where I live, which is always dogs off leads. They shout at my 79-year-old neighbour with her rescue Labrador that trots along beside her that she should have her dog on a lead, and they're employed. And they walk from Tankerton right through Herne Bay on this lovely coastal seaside walk with all their radios and their uniform, and we're paying for these people.
You'd think they'd pick up poo on the way, wouldn't you, or
you'd
something
think
useful.
They would. But why don't they sort of just channel them on things that really annoy people instead of dog walkers?
Yeah.
I mean, most dog walkers are fairly good nowadays and pick up poo, I think.
Yep.
It makes my blood boil, actually.
Well, we got that off. Right, yeah. So I'll tell you what. Why don't
Can we
do
just
some...
have a whole show called the Moaning Hour?
Yeah, we ought to, really. Well, most of the shows spend more time renting at the moment. An easy thing to do with our current leadership at every
Well,
level.
Of course, you know how much sewage is going into our city
as
well.
Start. No, don't even go there.
While you're at it.
Why don't we do something positive? Why don't you read either a tweet or an email?
Okay, well, I'd like to... the lovely Martin Reeves at Collector's Buddy is keeping us on his toes because he's changed his Twitter handle. Yeah. Just always keeping us on his toes, but he's still listening.
Same loft, though.
Yeah, still listening from his comfy loft. So... big hello to him. He's a proud dad. He's a founder of Collector's Buddy. The Dream is a TV and film toy and props museum working with Live Well Kent, Shaw Trust, Porchlight, of course, for homeless, Choice Support and the people of Kent, Ashford. You can find him on collectorsbuddy.org.uk.
And follow him on the Twitter. Basically, what he does is he acquires collectibles and then sells them on various platforms to raise money for charities, which is fantastic.
And they're sort of, toy collectibles and things, aren't they?
Mostly.
Antique-y things.
They're mostly toy collectibles and TV props and, TV-type things. A bit like Brum. You know, that's how we got into the folks that were rebuilding Brum and stuff like that.
Yeah. And... strive to buy 5 this Christmas with Produced in Kent. It's never too early to start planning for Christmas, they say. And this year, the message
yes,
to everyone.
It is.
I've already bought some presents, actually. Try not to buy online. Try to support your local independent shops. But message to everyone is strive to buy 5 locally produced presents for all your friends and family. And they have from jewellery to gin, hampers to hearth rugs, art to artisanal food. Say it, artisanal. How do you say it? Artisanal. It's wrong, isn't it?
Artisanal.
I've never even seen that. Just artisan foods. Kent producers will have something for everyone. And
artisanal.
Yeah, it's wrong, isn't it?
Artisanal.
It sounds all wrong. Yeah. It sounds anal to me. Three W's.
She had to do it at the time, didn't she?
Producedinkent.co.uk. Put a little / Christmas directory. And, remember to buy 5 local or more. Of course, if you can.
Fantastic. Had a tweet from Michael Parts Surveyors. It's Tuesday, and that means one thing. Our favourite Business Bunker radio show is on air today. Are you all tuning in with us to listen to Jules and Paul? You got that the wrong way round. It's Paul and Jules. Michael Parts Surveyors, commercial property specialist based in Medway, covering the southeast of England. Give him a follow on Twitter, MPSL.
And the Tenterden Chamber have tweeted in. They say, welcome to our newest member, Potts Farm, Channel Park Road, or it might be Channel, I'm not quite sure, for a quiet, relaxing holiday home. Channel.
Channel.
Unusual. For a quiet... I thought it was a typo, you see.
No, it's not a fennel with a ch.
Yeah. For a quiet, relaxing holiday home, Potts Farm. So does that mean you can stay on a whole farm, Tezza?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Have they got animals?
Yes, animals, grass... Poo.
You'd be in your element there.
Yeah, I would. Now I've got a carrier bag, there's no problem. Also talking about that, Susanna from the Good Shed, of course, has bought her own farm.
Yeah, I saw that. We need to get Susanna on, actually, don't we?
I'm on it. She's very shy.
Yeah, I know. We need to cross-examine her about this. Yeah. She's bought her own farm to produce her own produce for her own place.
Well.
Yeah.
It's funny you should say that because she's been asking me to go round for about 6 months. Yeah. And because of my
pay your bill.
Vaccine damage, because of my vaccine damage, I've been very busy going up to London and things, and I haven't been able to. And I think she thinks I'm avoiding her, but I'm not. Mm. So I'm dying to see her little farm.
Yeah.
Well done her. More sort of, what is it called? Food, farm to table, isn't it called?
Something like
That's the buzzword.
Yeah.
I got a bit annoyed about plant-based the other day while we're ranting. It was like everything now is plant-based, right? So it was a pack of mashed potato.
It was plant-based mashed potato,
And it had plant-based. And I put, it's a potato.
Yeah.
Mashed. Yeah. It got my goat, that did. And then I was watching telly the other night. I'm watching Angela Black at the moment. It's a bit of a slow start, but I'm getting into it now. It was a bit hammy in the beginning, but it's getting better on about episode 5. And in the adverts, which go on forever, I mean, you go to the loo, you make a cup of tea, you make a sandwich, still going on. They had cream, you know, beauty face cream, plant-based. I mean, they don't put animal in it anyway, do they? It's just ridiculous. They don't put beef in a moisturising cream.
I don't know, actually. You never know with some of these things what's in them, do you?
But everything is plant-based, game my goat.
I know.
It was a mashed potato.
I know, I saw that, and it's ridiculous.
Did
it's
you just, agree?
Yeah, it, well, no, it's just people jump on a bandwagon, don't they? And it's, you know, they don't even think about what they're doing. Right.
Have you read Michael Park's Twitter?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah, I just read it.
Did you?
She pays no attention, does she?
Well, no, there's a lot going on, isn't there? You know.
Emma Tuffy says, have a great day, have a great show. Catherine at Booker Wyatt says, happy Tuesday, enjoy the Business Bunker show. I'm doing a very quick one. Zoe Cairns, we're supporting Social Media Kindness Day with our sign for love. Let's all play our part to be kinder online. Are you with us? Hashtag Social Media Kindness Day. It's about time we have some kindness. It's getting out of control, isn't it? It's just getting mad.
Yeah. I think people are feeling a little bit, and there's a sort of those who have, you know, they're talking now about NHS workers, and of course they're not going to stop them working until April when the flu season's over, if they're not jabbed. And I just think it's awful, these workers who've worked on the front line and all through the pandemic, and, you know, they're being forced to do something that they might not be able to do for their health.
Yeah, right. Anyway, do you know what?
Tunage?
Cheesy tunage.
Oh, yeah.
This is for Terry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it Christmassy? Please.
Well, no, it's not.
Say not.
There's not a hope in hell of you getting this track.
Is it Greyhoundy?
No. Yeah. Go on.
Sounds like Joan Baez.
Well, it's Paolo Nutini.
Oh, I love him. Oh, yeah. Paolo Nutini, I love him.
It's chamber music, isn't it?
Oh, I bet Taisy likes
it. See what I did there?
Yeah.
It's chamber music. It's chamber music.
It's quite clever. I do like Paolo.
Childish and silly, we're part of a team. Me and my rose on my big trampoline. I was a shadow, I'd smoke and I'd sleep. Till you came and I opened like a flower to the heat. And now Rosie, she tells me of things that she's seen. Flowers in her hair on my big trampoline.
That was Paolo Nutini with the chamber music. It was called Chamber Music. And that was, of course, for lovely Terry Thorpe and very well thought up by Paul Andrews. You're listening to The Business Bunker with myself, Jill Serkin, and the lovely Paul Andrews. And we'd love to hear from you as usual. Use the hashtag BBunker, Jill Serkin, and at Vanilla Web, and we will hear from you. Just a little email that we've had. The the vegan show. Oh no, this is one other one. I'm taking responsibility for staff and customers seriously. This is from Social Enterprise Kent. Free infection prevention training courses for small, micro and not-for-profit organisations in Kent, now including for sole traders. If you want to find out more, go to sektraining.org.uk/course KCC-COVID-19-safe-training. Over to you, lovely Paul Andrew. Here he is, really.
I'm back. Sorry about that. Sorry about that. I had to disappear for a minute.
Did you know there's a vegan festive fair coming up? This is great for those who do like a plant-based mashed potato. Mousy. So it is on Sunday the 21st of November 2021 this year, 11 till 4, and it's at the Medway Hall, which is the Angel Centre in Tunbridge. I'm going to read out the old postal code for you in case you want to put it in your sat-nav. Now, what have they got there? It's all vegan, it's food, it's chocolate, it's candles, it's arts and crafts, charities, beauty products, which are plant-based, of course, mm-hmm. giftware, jewellery, which is vegan, clothing and more. The sat-nav for Angel Centre Tunbridge is T for Tiger, N for Norman, 9, 1, S for Sugar and F for Freddie. So that's Sunday 21st of November, 11 till 4. Get along and support the guys there.
She makes up her own phonetic alphabet. It's when she gets to T for Taradictyl.
One of our listeners once sent me the correct one, didn't he?
Yeah, it threw you completely.
Can't remember it.
Absolutely. You know who sent me that about the vegan thing?
Somebody vegan?
The fat carrot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I love her.
Yeah, Jane Apps. Yeah.
She's now married. She's Jane something else.
Is she? But she's still a fat carrot.
She's very fat and very carrotish. Yeah.
Well, she's not, but she's still known as the fat
she
carrot.
She once
on
came into the Superior show, the Scoff and Quaff show, dressed actually as a carrot.
I remember that.
Do you remember?
Yeah, I do.
She wandered in.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Good job you didn't have your greyhound with you.
I know.
She could have been in big trouble then. I've had a tweet from Paragon Drones. They say, have a great show. A mention for Paragon Drones would be very kind of you. Well, consider yourself mentioned. Paragon Drones. Droning. They also do enclosed space drone work as well.
What does that mean? Going around in a factory?
Well, it could be something as small as a pipeline or anything. You know, enclosed spaces.
Okay. Well, so would it look inside drains?
Yeah.
Wow, that is good. So, like, pooey drains, toilet drains. And
she's on a poo thing today, isn't she? She's on a theme today.
Yeah, would it, though? You know, if you had a little whiff in your house, you could get the drain to go down.
I think that might be a bit narrow. You can ask them. Ask them, Paragon Drones, do you do toilet drains? Why would you need to send a drone down there? If it's blocked, just send a, you know, plumber. Wire rod or something.
But, do you know how long it takes for a plumber? My plumber is now booked up till March.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, but you don't want a plumber for block drains. You want Dyna Rod or something.
Do you?
Yeah.
Don't they put a little bristle down there?
Yeah, they just shove a thing down it, don't they?
I did have a camera put down my drains once.
I wonder where she was going to go with that for a minute.
It was a company in Herne Bay called Happy Drains. Yeah, my drains are not that happy, but, you know.
Yeah.
The thing is, when you buy a second-hand house and don't build it yourself, there's always a thing, isn't there? There's always a problem, isn't there? Some leftover thing. I'd much rather build my own house.
I don't think that's very practical, really, is it?
Yeah.
Well, for 67 million people, we'd go, do you know what? I'm not having a second-hand house. I'm not having that. Oh, no.
Well, one of our neighbours has demolished an old cottage that was there that they inherited, and they've built a Hof house. You know, these German Hof.
Oh, yeah, right.
Okay. The Hofhauser. Yeah, the Bahnhofstrasse, you know.
Funnily enough.
How is your German?
Better
than mine?
It's Alf Wiedersehen, thank you.
Das Spiegel.
You've got an email later on in your email pile from Alfie Best about park homes.
Oh, right, OK. What are they doing?
Well,
building?
When you get to it, you can read it and see.
OK, they're not building on some nice farmland,
yeah,
are they?
Yeah, they are.
Oh, that will get my goat again.
Yeah, well, that's why I'll give it to you.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Anyway, I tell you what, I've had enough of you.
Yeah, should we talk to Terry?
I want to talk to somebody sensible.
Can we talk about greyhounds and insurance?
No, we can't, no.
Can we talk about greyhounds that steal boiled eggs out of my picnic bag?
No, we can't.
In glass jars?
No, we can't.
I mean, she's not a Labrador. She's not a retriever to do that. I can't believe that she fit a whole glass jar with a boiled egg into her mouth and went up two floors to show my dad or her dad proudly what she got out of my picnic basket.
Where there's a will.
Yeah.
There you go.
I think Casey Canine is much better behaved.
Right. Can I ever introduce Terry? Are you going to talk about your blooming greyhound forever?
Yeah, I would, actually.
Yeah, you probably would. Although, I do notice on your Twitter handle that it's very rare that you get her name right.
Oh, what do I call her?
You called her Tracy this time.
Did I? Yeah. That predictive text is terrible.
Yeah.
I was advising somebody once, they were asking me about regimes, and I said, eat protein with every meal. And it came out as rat protein with every meal. She went, what?
Yeah.
It's terrible predictive text. Mm-hmm. So I called her Tracy.
Yeah.
Oh, dear, I hope Tazy's not worried.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't think you've ever called her by her proper name yet.
What do I call her then?
Well, it's all kinds of things. Her name's Darcy, right?
Yeah.
Well, the other day it was Marcy.
Really?
Yeah, and Dicey I've had.
Really?
Yeah, and now we got Tracy, yeah.
Well, why don't you tell me at the time?
Because it's much funnier.
Okay.
Anyway, enough. I want to talk to Terry.
Terry Thorpe.
It's an absolute pleasure to welcome back onto the show, Mr. Terry Thorpe.
He's found himself the right floor at last, didn't he?
Exactly.
Got up to the studio.
Yeah.
He was wandering about, wasn't he? Wandering about for hours with a compass.
What can you do? You can't get the staff to work with anymore. Sorry, you really can't. I'm really sorry about this.
Peanuts and monkey.
Yeah, exactly. It's a pleasure to welcome Terry Thorpe, who's the chair of the Tenterden and District Chamber of Commerce. Terry, welcome back onto the show. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you.
We've asked you back on for an update on where we are on a lot of different things that the Chamber's been doing. But first and foremost, we, as the radio show, have been supporting the Tenterden Trail Lights. And I just wanted to just give us a quick update on what it is and where we are with it.
Right. Well, it's an event for next Christmas.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, with restrictions and planning, we couldn't get it for this year.
Yeah.
It's set out by two very endeavorous young ladies, Sarah and Natasha, who've been doing the Christmas fairs for a couple of years.
Mm.
They have got the plan to put up a light trail, which will be in the high street, so everybody can walk through. All sponsors will be identified within that tunnel, and then there will be various animals lit up at other points on the high street. Mm. So it's going to look very spectacular.
Yeah.
It's similar to something that's done towards the Goudhurst part of the county, but they charge an enormous amount of money, and this one's going to be done for free.
Cool.
So that's the main advantage. Unfortunately, anything you do for free has a cost.
Yeah.
And they've got to raise just short of £17,000. At the moment, they've got 100 pledges, and they're about 3,750 short from councils, from local businesses, from individuals. Mm. The Chamber have put in a pledge. The Lions Club have put in a pledge. And various other organisations. So we're all pushing towards the target. Thankfully, they've been given a week's extension.
Yeah.
So it now runs until the 15th of November, and they must have all the money pledged by then. Otherwise, the whole thing doesn't go ahead.
Yeah.
So it's a time factor.
So please go and pledge, even just a couple of quid. If, you know, a few hundred of us all put a couple of quid in, we'll get there. So do give them a pledge. You can actually find out about it on the Kent Business Radio website. If you go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/Xmas, I think you'll find it there. And you can, there's a big spiel about it, and there's also a link where you can pledge. It's the pledge site is Space something or other, isn't it? Space Hub, is it?
Yes.
Yeah, Space Hub, I think. Anyway, I'll find out and give you a shout for the link later on. Okay, so that's the Tenterton Trail, the light experience that they're putting together for the community. I mean, a lot of this is community involvement. The schools are involved, local businesses are involved, local organisations are involved in putting together this trail. And, of course, a part of the rationale for this is to get people into the high street. And, you know, Tenterton is a lovely town, and there's a lot of independent businesses in the high street there. So it's about getting people in and supporting them and doing what you can to find out who's there and what they do. So, Terry, what else are the Chamber up to? I'm a member of the Chamber, and unfortunately I missed the last Chamber event. I got distracted with some family issues, so I couldn't go along, because I normally go along to the Chamber events, which are always quite good. So when's the next one?
Well, the next one is actually the 17th. At the White Lion Hotel, we have our annual general meeting.
Wow.
Which is something of great excitement. You will get preaching from the high table about the finance situation and thoughts from the chairman and various other bits of vital news.
All right.
So that's the annual get-together, a chance for members to actually give us some feedback.
Right.
The problem, as with all organisations, people don't like to engage, and very rarely do they tell you whether you're doing anything right or even if you're doing anything wrong.
I have to be careful of things like that. I went to an AGM of something once, and I happened to point at someone, and before I knew it, I ended up as a secretary for 10 years, and it was a complete accident, and I wasn't volunteering at all, but nobody would take that. They had evidence that I'd put my hand up, and that was the end of that. So be careful. If you do go, keep your hands in your pockets. That's what I advise. Okay, so that's the 17th of November at the White Lion, which is in the High Street. It's a lovely pub, actually, in the High Street. Cool. What else is happening? I know you've been attracting a lot of new members just recently as well.
Yes, we've had four in the last couple of weeks, various businesses. One is a local convenience store, so that's good news. We've got another company that have come into the town who do damp solutions by treating older and new properties. We've got a shop down Coombe Lane by the side of the Vine, which is doing sort of little, craft type goods, but that's another valuable addition. And then we have the one that Jules mentioned earlier, which is Potts Farmhouse doing holiday lets.
How lovely.
And it's in Channel Park Road. We've not gone across the channel. Right. We are where we've been all the time.
So you don't need an export licence?
No, or a carnet to get the goods across. That's another one. And we've had one or two other members who've, shall we say, been a little lax in populating their websites, who are suddenly now waking up to the fact that it's free advertising, it doesn't take more than 5 minutes, and up we go.
Yeah, absolutely. And you got Dell on there, shop around the clock, my local village shop, so we're pleased for that.
Ah, that was done by son of Dell.
Was it?
I went to the boss.
Dell's too tight, isn't he, to part with money,
No, he's done a very generous pledge for the light trail.
Has he?
Yes, very generous.
They're fantastic, actually. We talked a lot about Shop Around the Clock during the lockdown and during the closures. You know, our local village shop really did rise to the occasion. Dell and his family really did save a lot of us during that, with their fantastic service.
Well, all our local SMEs did, and we've got to remember to keep supporting them now.
Yeah, absolutely. So what else is happening with the Chamber, Terry?
We have a Christmas window competition for the High Street. We're about to get the leaflets finalised so that they can be delivered up and down to all the businesses, and it's open to non-members as well. In fact, last year's competition was won by a non-member. We've got the mayor on board, who's going to come along and judge.
Who's the mayor?
That will be Lisa Lovelidge.
How lovely to have a female mayor. That's good. They're sprouting up now, aren't they, the female mayors? I know a couple. Why do you two both look quizzical if I say anything?
Well, more than one.
What?
More than one mayoresses. Do you call it a mayoress now, or is it mayor still? like actor?
Well, it kind of depends. It depends.
Because people get a bit uppity, don't they?
Well, it depends who you talk about. I was a bit staggered about your statement about it's unusual to have a female mayor, because it isn't.
Isn't it?
In fact, most of the mayors I know around Kent were all females
really?
At one point.
I must mix more and get out more.
Yeah, you should.
Really. Yeah, ladies in chains.
Yeah, you should.
How are you spelling mayor?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, yeah. I do a lot of chairing events and MC work and stuff like that, and quite often I do a lot of award ceremonies, and they're normally opened by the local mayor for wherever town there is, and I always ask how they wish to be titled, and I don't think I've had the same title twice. You know, it's Her Worship the Mayor, and some of them just want to be known as Councillor Smith or whatever, and some want to be the mayoress, and some insist on being the mayor. So it's quite different, and it's a personal thing, I guess, about how they want to be known. But I can't remember why we were talking about the mayor of Tenterton now.
Window competition.
Judgments. Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Right, okay.
We've also got 7,000 leaflets being hand-delivered to Tenterton, St Michael's and local villages for members who wish to put out a Christmas message or their opening times or any other vital information. So that's going to be going out at the end of November.
Right.
And obviously, the Tenterton card is gathering more and more momentum.
Yep.
I mean, I think some of the new join members have wanted to get access to the card. We've emailed out the list for November. The December one, I think, will be even bigger. There are other people who are now coming along and wishing to use it as a promotional tool.
Mm.
And next year, we're hoping to double the size of the email list to above 5,000.
Cool. So just give people an overview of what the card's about. It's a discount card, I guess, is the best way of describing it.
Yes.
Yeah. So basically, various trades, businesses, shops, in the area offer various offers. And then an email comes out to all the cardholders saying what's available. So Terry's just handed
that's
me...
slightly out of date, but it's a flavour.
Yeah. So, for instance, Kent and Sussex Railway, which is a steam railway, there's a 20% discount on selected journeys if you're a cardholder. There's the Rother Valley Press, there's a 5% discount. Montalbano's restaurant, the Italian restaurant in the High Street, they have a set lunch offering that as a card holder you can take advantage of. The Old Dairy Brewery has a 10% discount on your beer. And Oscar's restaurant, Mustafa's Gaff, has a 10% discount.
Mm-hmm.
I need that.
What do they do there?
It's a Turkish restaurant.
Oh, I love Turkish. It's very healthy Turkish food. It's a bit Mediterranean, isn't
it? Not only is it good, it's really good.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it is really good.
Is it Middle Eastern based or is it Mediterranean based?
No, it's Turkish.
Turkey based.
Yeah, I know. But is it sort of spicy?
You can get spicy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. But it's,
and is it things like, do they have like fine leaves and things? Or
yes. They do, yeah.
Because it always goes
you go for the meze.
On the old Greek bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, go for the meze. You go for the meze.
Hot and cold meze.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, lovely. When will we go? We could take greyhounds.
Yeah.
I'm going Saturday.
Yeah.
Can you sit outside with greyhounds? I've got a portable infrared heater now.
Have you?
For the atmosphere.
Oh, are they? Everything's bad for the atmosphere.
Anyway, there's four more pages of discounts and special offers. Everything from meals to Bang & Olufsen speakers.
And something else on the back that Terry is aptly showing Mr. Andrews.
DG East. the sponsors of this show. Yeah. They've got an offer of dinner for two at Montalbano.
Montalbano is Italian, I take it.
No. Scottish.
Yeah, can you have a little bit of pasta?
It's haggis and neeps.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Did you see? No, it's not. It's Italian. It's very nice.
Is it lovely sort of spaghetti con mare and vongole? Spaghetti con vongole.
Vongole, they have, yeah.
I love a vongole.
Yeah. Did you see, somebody did a carbon footprint of all the meals that were available at COP26?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the worst by a million miles was the Scottish one, which was Haggis and Neeps.
Which was local.
Yeah, no, but the production of it as a lump of food was just... They had a point scoring system.
It's just a stomach.
Yeah, no, but most of them were the
car. Poor Will is wondering what on earth that he's come into here.
Yeah, but
he's actually gripping the sides of his chair.
Well, yeah.
But why has it got a higher?
I'm trying to tell you, but you keep interrupting me, woman.
Why?
They had a point system, and like steak and chips or whatever, and not that they had steak and chips, it was 126. And haggis, neeps and tatties was 412. It was double anything else on the menu in terms of its carbon footprint. I have no idea why.
So you don't know why?
I couldn't be bothered to find out why it was high.
Well, how much were the private jets? What was that carbon footprint?
No. Well, you can't eat a private jet, can you? It was about meals.
And didn't they have all the Teslas there, and then they couldn't plug them all in or something?
No, they could plug them all in. They just used diesel generators to...
Yeah, that's what I mean.
To power them.
It was all a bit skewy. And that poor lady in a wheelchair that wasn't allowed in. Where was she from? Italy, wasn't she?
Yeah.
She was a minister. Yeah. And she sat outside for 2 hours.
Yeah. Anyway, DG East are offering dinner for two at Montalbano's.
Lovely.
That's on any purchase of a new car or commercial will allow a customer to benefit from a dinner voucher.
I thought there weren't any new cars because there was a shortage.
Well, he's got them all. They got them all. DG East have got them all. So if you want one, they've got them.
And what have they got? What's the choice?
Anything you want.
Yeah.
Really?
As long as you're willing to wait.
Yeah. So there's loads and loads of things. There's all kinds of things on there. Electric Palace Records, Barry Jones Florist, Tenterton Shoe Repairs, Stuart Allfrey at Tenterton Tiling and Wheeled Bathrooms, all kinds of things. Stanley George, my little DIY shop in St Michael's, they're brilliant. Like Webb's as well. So there's loads of things. So get yourself a Tenterton card. That's what you need.
So the lovely Tracy Ferguson has said, ha ha, yes, Paul, Ree Darcy. I got confused yesterday when Jules said Farsi.
Yeah.
Isn't that Iranian?
Yeah, so, exactly.
A predictive test. It is difficult, predictive. I wonder whether I should turn mine off. Do you think I should?
Maybe. Here's a tip.
Read.
Here's a tip.
Send.
Why don't you read what you've typed before you press send? And then if you do accidentally press send and your tweet or whatever doesn't make any sense, delete it. Mm. There is no edit function, and there never will be an edit function for particular technical reasons. So if you do tweet something that's wrong, delete it and redo it.
What I do is I've got quite well, when I notice it, is I copy it first with my little index finger, and then I delete it, and then I can just placed it again, but just edit it.
And then you send it with it still with a typo in. Yeah.
If I remember.
Yeah. Anyway, let's come back to Terry and talk about the chamber and the lovely work that they do. The Tenterton District Chamber covers more than just Tenterton. It covers all the villages surrounding in the local area, does it not? And I have great fun reading out a list of all those, usually on a weekly basis. But there's a you know, for such a rural area, there are an awful lot of businesses.
Oh, yes. We've got, obviously, the vineyards, which we're surrounded with.
Mm.
We have our lovely railway, which has a special Santa season coming up very soon, starting
Absolutely.
In December.
Yeah.
So they're going to be very busy, which, again, brings lots of people into the town. Mm. And they meander up into the high street using the coffee bars and the restaurants and possibly buying a few gifts while they're there.
Yeah.
So it supports the whole town, which is the important part of it, rather than just sticking itself at a limb. You've then got Nightingale Farm Shop, who've started putting up a discount on the Tenterton card scheme with their cider and their produce. And they are an agent for Cook Meals as well, if you're really lazy.
The little shop at Bindon Vineyards are really worth a visit. It's a great place for buying loads of little Christmas gifts.
Mm.
I normally get loads of my little gifts in there, stocking fillers and stuff.
And can you, I didn't know you wore stockings, can you sample things there, like cider? And do they have a restaurant there?
No.
So it's a farm shop?
It's a vineyard shop,
Okay.
Yeah, they have loads of nice things in there. Mm. You can sample some things. They sell
artisanal.
It's artisanal, yeah. And And they have loads of different things.
Made
of course,
in Kent.
Of course, it's a vineyard, so you can sample wine and things.
Yeah, and they do tours, I presume.
Yes, or you could do a tour of our members. You could do Gusbourne.
Oh, Gusbourne is my one weakness.
Only one.
Mm. Yeah, it's a major weakness, though.
Just by the barrel.
Yeah. Chapel Down, you know, Tenterson's surrounded by vineyards.
And breweries.
And breweries, yeah.
And sunshine. We've had a great autumn, haven't we? Ooh. September and October has made up for a rather dreary summer.
Yeah, apart from the Tenterson Folk Festival.
Oh, did it bucket it down?
It bucketed down for the entire weekend. But it was still good fun, and it still got a massive turnout, and it was really good fun, and they worked really hard to make that happen, didn't they? And yeah. And as always, it was great, but it did rain for the entire thing. Mm. So we had loads and loads of wet Morris dancers.
Oh, bless them. Yeah, it's very, very tough. I always feel sorry for market stall holders when they spend all that time putting up their little stall of a Saturday morning and then it rains and nobody bothers going and they've got like all these loaves of bread.
Oh, people went. It was packed, you know.
In their sou'westers.
It was very well attended considering the weather. Loads of people braved the weather and went out and about and did everything. You
supported.
Know, and supported it all, which was brilliant, yeah. Yeah. Cool.
Are you still interviewing Terry?
I was trying.
No,
why, carry on.
That's fine.
Oh, I'm allowed to, am I now?
Yeah, do.
I've completely forgotten what I was saying to him because you keep interrupting. Yeah.
Go on, do tell him.
Yeah. So,
shoulder rolls.
Yeah, she's had enough now. She's, you know, I've had enough on it. So what else is happening, Terry? Do we need to know about anything else? We've got the next event, the AGM, coming up. On the 17th, did you say?
Yes, 17th for that. We've then got our last networking meeting, which will be at the Vine, first Tuesday of December.
Right.
So that's our next formal event. And then we'll start planning for next year.
Okay.
And hope that we're allowed to meet in larger groups in various members' businesses.
Yeah. I suppose it depends on the premises that you've got and how airy they are and how much space you've got.
Well, and rules and regulations decreed on high.
Yeah, exactly. So, Terry, give us a shout-out if people want to find out all about the Chamber and the various things that you've got offering. What's your website?
www.tentedonchamber.org.
Fantastic. There's a link to that on the Kent Business Radio website as well, if you haven't found it. You can follow them on Twitter, Tenterden Chamber.
Yes.
Is a Twitter. You've got a couple of Twitter handles, haven't you?
Yeah, we've got that. We've also got a Facebook page, and we've got our own LinkedIn account.
Yeah. So find them on all of those social media platforms, Tenterden Chamber. You can find them there, and there's loads of activities going on, lots of happening. Even if you're not in the Tenterden area, it's worth a look because there's loads of interesting stuff happening.
Can I ask a question, Terry?
Yes.
Do you do much networking face-to-face at the moment, or is it just not possible?
We've cut back, obviously, due to the situation. We've had 3 networking events since the last easing in July. One at the railway, one at the brewery, and one in the White Lion. So we've started. Numbers obviously are still fairly hesitant because a lot of people still don't want to trust coming out. But when things get going again, we'll have some more inside and out.
They were good events, weren't they? As you say, you know, you would normally, under normal circumstances, have had more people there. I mean, they had a reasonable turnout. I went to 2 of them. I didn't make the White Lion one, but I went to the old Derry Brewery, and before that to the railway. We sat outside of the railway one. It was still quite balmy that evening, wasn't it? It was quite a good turnout, but as Terry said, people are hesitant still to go, and, you know.
What you want to do is join the Whitstable Rah-Rahs, which is my mum's group for elderly. My mum's 91, and she's had to stop going because they've got 150 attending in a hall, and they're all vulnerable elderly. So she said, I think I should stop going. And, Whitstable Rah-Rahs. I was quite shocked.
Our train doesn't go that far.
No.
But you have DG East,
yeah,
of course,
yes,
for a little car.
They can all buy a car.
What they call combustible engines, you call
combustible
them.
Combustible engines.
What are they called?
Internal combustion engines,
yeah.
ICE.
Little car.
Cool. Terry, thank you so much for that. Thank you for the update. Just going back, Tenterton Trail Lights, do Trail Lights, put some money in, please. That's an order. Yeah.
We've just had another 250 pledge while we've been on air.
Fantastic. So that's brilliant news. Well done, everybody that pledged that.
Do you want to give them a shout, whoever they are?
It's Xmas in Tenterton is the best way of finding them on their Twitter handle, and then it'll link through and it's up on Business Bunker.
It is indeed. So put your little pounds in. We're getting there slowly. So thank you for those that pledged while we were on air. We do appreciate it.
We had a little tweet from Paragon Drones in answer to my question about sewers and things.
Oh, right, OK.
So they say, Jules Serkin, we can inspect sewers and storm drains, but we do not do house drains. We can inspect any space 400 millimetres and over.
OK.
I have no idea what 400 millimetres is.
How big is your drain? 400 millimetres is quite a bit. Like it's 40 centimetres, isn't it?
So I don't know. I'm feet and inches. I've never bothered with centimetres. I don't know what they are. I just turn the ruler around and do inches and feet.
Is there anyone in this studio that can instantly convert 40 centimetres into inches?
400 millimetres.
No, it's 40 centimetres.
Yeah, OK. But, I never learnt this at school, so I just sticked with pounds. And didn't Boris say he was bringing it all back?
He did, actually, yeah.
I know, for example, when I'm cooking, like half a bit of butter is me...
I think Will's Googling it. Are you Googling it?
Will? I know. On a butter slab, I can do 2 ounces, 4 ounces, 6 ounces.
100 what?
Well, it's 2.56, isn't it?
We're not going into watts, surely.
Yeah. How many volts is that?
Yeah, Will's Googling it, so there you go.
I don't know if that's right, actually, but Google says 157.
Well, which is roughly what Terry was saying, 157 inches, yeah.
Brilliant, okay. So thank you for that.
So the answer from Paragon Drones is no, you can't have a drone up your drain.
No, but you can have other ones, so that's good. They're lovely.
Yeah.
Nurse Liz from Pennsylvania. She's Pennsylvania, isn't she?
Yeah.
She's talking about Darcy stealing my boiled egg, and she says she looks so innocent. Must have been the neighbour's cat.
Bowden PR. Could I have a shout out for the amazing black cab drivers who will give up their time on Remembrance Sunday to take all the veterans to the cenotaph? You can find out more about the free Poppy Cabs taxi service by going to bowdenpr.co.uk/2021/11/08 Remembrance. Let me give you that again, bowdenpr.co.uk/2021/11/08 Remembrance. I'm sure if you just go to bowdenpr.co.uk, you'll find it. That's the black cab drivers for Poppy Cabs delivering veterans to the cenotaph this Sunday.
Did I read out Tracy's about Canterbury parking and things and loving Canterbury? I can't remember.
No, you didn't.
Sometimes I read these things to myself and then I forget. So Tracy Ferguson, you will find her on the Twitter at Tazy64. She is the owner of Plucky's World. You'll find that at Plucky's with a Y, World. She starts conversations and she supports self-awareness. She's a Prince's Trust mentor. And you'll find Plucky's World .com and have a look at that. But she has said, going back to it, that she loves Canterbury. I've completely lost the tweet now because I've gone. But she said she's listening live. Hello, everyone. She loves Canterbury. It's a beautiful town. City, yes. I love to browse, she says, and people watch with a nice coffee. She likes to explore the back alleys for the lovely, quirky indie shop. She didn't say back alleys, that's just me.
Oh, no.
And
she mentioned back passages, didn't she?
She loves a back street, she says, for the lovely, quirky indie shops. The parking makes it very expensive for the day, which many people would not be able to afford. Exactly.
Yep, very true.
Yeah, and I had a... had a new chap, Graham Kemp, who is a chartered accountant. You'll find him on Accounting Etc. And he's based in Berkshire and he's not feeling very well. So I was sending him tips about homemade chicken soup and ginger.
Okay, cool. Chips and Dinks, it's Tuesday. It means it's the Business Bunker Show. Supporting local businesses, entrepreneurs, businesses. Hashtag support local business. That's the lovely Bev and Tony at Chips and Dinks. And Zoe Cairns, following on from her social media kindness day, have you or a loved one been affected by bullying online? Here are my top tips on how to deal with bullying that she shared with the local newspaper. And she said you can read the full article by going to kentonline.co.uk/kentnews bullying tips. So the easiest thing is to follow Zoe on Twitter, Zoe_Cairns, C-A-I-R-N-S, and see her tips on how to handle social media bullying.
Marsh Network Online is this Wednesday. You can book your place today. And the next meeting of it is at 10:30, as I said, this Wednesday. That's manana. Go to marshnetwork.co.uk, and their speaker will be Andy Bate, who will tell you about Prime Blue and the opportunities that exist to reclaim money from the tax man. Maybe Will will tell us more about that after the break. We have a normal 60-second round and finish with a discussion topic, which usually gets quite a buzz going. You can email terry@botfield.net for a free ticket. And more details, as I said, www.botfieldassociates.co.uk.
Fantastic, thank you for that. I think what we're going to do, we're going to have some adverts, and then we're going to join the newsroom. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I think so. We can eat biscuits then.
Yeah, let's go for it.
Yeah.
Become part of our community to build your social media habits with workouts. Increase your brand's presence and engagement. Go to wedosocialmedia.co.uk to register for 2 free social media workouts every Wednesday. 10:30 a.m. Facebook and 11:30 a.m.